Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Laga. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law scores. Fisk scores. Baines moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to third. Luzinski moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is walked intentionally. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law bunts towards the mound. Petrie juggles the ball. That's an error on Petrie. Baines scores. Luzinski moves to third. Kittle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to home to get Luzinski. Kittle moves to third. Law moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laga moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laga strikes out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines scores. One out. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Britt Burns now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Mike Laga. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Wayne Krenchicki. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Doug Baer now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Luzinski is called out on strikes. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Lamp now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Jack Morris pinch runs for Glenn Wilson. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk throws to Fletcher, and they have Morris in a rundown. The throw to Law, who applies the tag, and Morris is out. Wackenfuss moves to second. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon, who is chasing the ball. Fletcher reaches third base with a triple. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Brookins races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.